All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. I want to play this. We're going to get to the Stafford stuff here in a little bit. A coach, he's turning into Stoney. Lingering Stoney. What are you looking for? Somebody you want to go to dinner with, David? Get out of here.
We're talking show.
He's going to be screening calls. He is on the phone with a listener as we speak. All right. If you want to talk to TJ Lang, you can call up right now. He'll answer. David.
So what are you doing?
Yeah. What's your favorite minivan? So now.
What do you want to tell Joe Biden right now?
Let's get back on track.
Okay.
Coaching meltdowns are one of my favorite things in sports. It's like these guys are robots. You never get to see what they really think, or they never say what they really feel. Well, Penny Hardaway, who coaches Memphis, had an absolute meltdown at the media. Now, the backdrop to this is the following. They're 9-8. They were ranked in the top 10 to start the year. They had, I think, the second or third best recruiting class.
First, when they got Bates, they got number one.
I thought Michigan was number one. That's what all their idiot fans run around saying.
Well, then they got Bates.
All right. So just.
Yeah, one or two.
They had an elite class.
Yeah.
He was an AAU coach who then took the Memphis job. He was a Memphis player and got all his AAU players to come and play for him. All right. So the backs, you know, obviously, you know what's going on here. All right. Bagman. But it's not going well for Penny. And I wouldn't say coaching is his strong suit. Now, Rasheed Wallace was on staff at one point, and now Rasheed has disappeared. He's no longer on staff.
Consultants.
Right. Imani Bates, who at one point was committed to Michigan State, local product, decommitted. And I want to give Rico Beard credit. While every Spartan was touching their nuts, Rico's like, I don't think this will work out if he comes here. Then he decommitted, and Rico said it. I'm glad he's gone. Everyone called Rico King Sparty. You're
bitter,
a lot of things.
Angry, yeah.
Imani Bates has been a disaster. The point is, they lost last night to SMU. They're 9-8. He gets asked some tough questions by the media. Take a listen to this answer. This is a man telling me you're not prepared to be a coach when you give this answer. Penny Hardaway meltdown, go.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have four freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, and 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
Okay, first of all, if you drop the don't disrespect me, bro line, you're automatically not a coach. Second of all, no one in college basketball is 23 or 24 years old. So just stop. You weren't playing the Trailblazers
right, unless
last
you're
night.
Playing Ionia or something right. Like that.
Stop right. Disrespecting me, bro.
Northern Iowa.
The California Penal League.
Right.
But the biggest problem I have in all this is a guy who went out earlier this season and said, yeah, my players are selfish. The seniors are selfish. They're not willing to work with the young kids. Oh, now you don't have your full roster, so you think it's justification to get drilled by SMU. Dude, I...
You wanted all the smoke? Guess what? You got all the smoke.
He thinks the Memphis media is tough.
And you don't like it. You want to know why? Because expectations went... When you bring in the top class, when you bring in the guys who were supposed to go number one in the draft and number one next year in the draft, and you're struggling... Well, we're injured. We're hurt. Newsflash. Everybody's injured. Everybody's hurt. Everybody has somebody that affected by COVID. They found ways around it. So, no, I don't feel sorry for him at all. And that, to me, shows, yeah, maybe he's not ready for the prime time. Because I don't even know what conference Memphis plays in, but it's a nobody conference.
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
Okay.
I think I'm going to need that, by the way. That's probably going to make an appearance on the board. And for a kid in Imani Bates who is supposed to be at minimum a lottery pick, currently slated to not go in the first round, and I'm looking at the
second. He's next year, not this year.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I just got tired of hearing about him.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
because of his age, he's not eligible. So next year's draft is where he'd be at.
Huh? But he's playing 1 year in college.
Right.
I hate that rule.
He stinks. How about that?
He does.
He thought about, okay, because technically he could play 2 years in college. He's probably going to play 1 year in Memphis, 1 year in the G League, and then go to the NBA.
Well, I don't see him in the first. Yeah, I do see him at 21 for next year.
This draft must be terrible if Max Christie's going sixth. Oh, my Lord. You serious?
He's actually getting
improved. No, it's not that Max isn't okay. It's
one of those.
What, sixth?
This is a draft where there's... It's, you know what, Mike? It's like this year's NFL draft. There's no, you have to have this player at number one.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Really?
Chet Holmgren. Possible unicorn. That to me still, seven-footers who can handle like that.
Man, you can be feeding this kid a lot of peanut butter sandwiches with gravy on top of it.
Okay.
In order to get him bigger.
We'll
what about Jabari Smith? You don't think he's worth the number one pick?
I didn't say not worth the number one pick.
Paolo.
See, I've watched him twice. He's nice, but I don't.
And that's what I'm saying. Chet Holmgren, I've seen since high school. He is, but you're going to have to put a lot of weight on this kid.
He needs 30 pounds.
And he's not I guess what I'm saying, you don't have that instant impact guy who comes in like a Ja Morant where you know, yeah, we got something special.
But you give me a new wave 7-footer who can handle and run the open floor. Rico's right. It'll take time. There'll be a minutes restriction. He's going to have to put on 30. I get all of it.
And then by the time his big contract comes up is when you got to say, all right, is this kid going to be worth it? Because we brought him along so slowly that you're not going to see dividends to maybe year three.
Oh, I stop it now. Come on. I'm not going to do that. I think
I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying daily grind.
At his best, you ready for this comp? He could be what Porzingis was supposed to be. Now he's not 7'5".
Right.
This is a better version of Porzingis.
But when I look at him and is the guy.
No, David's upset with that comp.
This is the guy who's going to have to guard Kevin Durant.
I'm not worried about any of that. Because I've got Ben Simmons to do that. 248-539-9797. What's wrong, dude?
No, I just hear bust because KP has not developed to what we thought he would be.
Wait a minute now. Injuries got in the way there. Mm. And again, the dude is like 10 feet tall. Let's just get in the position where we could take the guy. We'll do those shots.
Let's start there first, yes.
I don't think he's a bust. I do think he's a project. That's all. If he comes to Detroit... I think Detroit will ruin him because fans will turn on him quickly. I mean, look at what we're doing.
What fans? You playing an empty gym.
Look at how we feel about Killian Hayes. And I have people. No, he needs more time.
Nobody knows Killian Hayes.
If you draft Chet, then Mike, you have to take him to a trip to Vegas to that place to beef him up.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Get him where he needs
to be.
He needs to be beefed up.
Another one. Another one. No.
Tiny circles. Come on. Keep coming.
Don't eat with Evan. You're going to eat for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.